This is the Celebrity Afterlife Report Podcast.
Yo ho ho, it is I, the Celebrity Medium, back with another edition of the Celebrity Afterlife Report. I defy you to find another show that gives you the up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebrities. I don't think you can do it. Got a special show for you today. Rather than following up on some other stories, we've got stories about people who just arrived in the afterlife. This is going to be a barn burner. Stick around. Harry Anderson. This one was a shocker. He was 65 years old. He just transitioned to the next world. You probably know him from Night Court, where he was the star for like 8 years. That's a long run on TV. He also turned up on Cheers quite a bit before that. And after Night Court, he had a show called Dave's World. Not as well remembered as Night Court, but it ran for a season or two, where he played Dave Barry, a humor columnist for the Miami Herald. One of the rare examples of a guy who walked away from showbiz even when he had a valid career going. You just don't see that very much. After that, he just did occasional guest appearances very infrequently. He lived in New Orleans for a while and then moved to the Carolinas after Hurricane Katrina. When he had his arrival ceremony, he didn't have any tricks on him because he was a magician as well as a comic actor. And he apologized to the crowd for that. He said, "I didn't know I was going to be here, ha ha." And he said he wasn't sure exactly what he wants to do. It sounds from my Next World contacts that he has a number of offers available to him if he wants to pursue them, but he just wants to take some time, sit down, and learn the lay of the land, so to speak. Barbara Bush also just recently transitioned to the afterlife. She was the father of President George W. Bush and the wife of President George H.W. Bush. Now, a lot of people really loved her. And I think that because she seemed very grandmotherly, but she really did have kind of a negative side. Political consultant Roger Stone says that she was an evil drunk. And there are a lot of stories, people who have written biographies about her and so forth say she was pretty mean to her kids. And there were two incidents that really stand out in my mind. After Hurricane Katrina and a lot of the people who were put out of their homes were living in the stadium in downtown New Orleans, she said that was working out very well for them because they were poor anyway. You remember that one? And also she was asked about victims of the Iran war, and she said she didn't want to clutter her beautiful mind with thinking about things like that. That's a little cold to me. That's kind of a little chilly. But, you know, think what you want. It's a free country. After her arrival ceremony, she quietly asked somebody within the earshot of one of my contacts where the, quote, good neighborhoods were. You know, that in and of itself doesn't necessarily mean anything, but, you know, some people might interpret that as kind of iffy. But again, free country. Think what you want. For some of my listeners, this will be a big biggie, and to some of you, it'll mean absolutely nothing at all. Bruno Sammartino, they call him the living legend. He's in the WWE Hall of Fame. He held the title for something like, I don't know, like more than a decade, which is pretty much unheard of in these days. They turn the belts over pretty quickly back and forth. I think largely in part because television is such a big factor, they don't want people to tune out. But he really was a living legend, if anybody in professional wrestling can be said to have been one. He was introduced on stage by Rowdy Roddy Piper. And Piper kind of played a little prank, or as they say in wrestling, a work on the audience by pretending to dislike Bruno. And Bruno came out, and then Piper ran over there and got him in a headlock, and the two of them kind of rolled around on the stage for a bit. And then they broke the lock and kind of laughed, and Piper said he was the best of all time, which one can certainly make an argument for. Now, I'm getting reports that he was almost immediately offered a position with Vince McMahon Sr.'s Shakespearean acting company. But according to the reports, and again, this is basically just rumor, Bruno said he doesn't know anything about Shakespeare. And he would feel really out of place and awkward about that and doesn't think he'd be any good at it. But he'd be happy just to meet with Vince Sr. just for old times because, of course, back in the day, Vince McMahon Sr., the father of the Vince McMahon that we all know today, was his boss in the old WWF. And before that, it was called the WWWF, Worldwide Wrestling Federation. Didn't know that, did you? You just came here for some entertaining stuff, but gosh darn it if you aren't learning along the way, huh? All right, last on the list of newcomers for this week, R. Lee Ermey. You know who he was? He was a former Marine drill instructor, and then he got into show business. Now, if you've ever seen the movie Full Metal Jacket, one of the things people say about Full Metal Jacket is it's basically two different movies. The first half is totally separate from the second half. And R. Lee Ermey, I don't want to spoil it for you, but he appears in the first half essentially playing himself as a Marine drill instructor. And he does a darn good job of it, by the way. This is rare for Stanley Kubrick, the director of that movie, but R. Lee Ermey was allowed to ad-lib his own dialogue. Kubrick realized that because Ermey had been a drill instructor and he was playing one, there really wasn't any point in writing dialogue for him. Just let him do what he had done when he was in the Marines, which is what he did. And it's extremely effective. It's a very powerful performance. And, of course, he went on to do other TV shows and turn up in other movies over the years. And he asked what Stanley Kubrick was up to in the afterlife, and people told him the whole crazy backstory of Stanley making a movie inside the environment and all that. If you listen to this show, you know that whole deal, so I don't want to go over it now. And he laughed about that, and he said, yeah, Stanley always was a control freak. Which, yeah, gotta go along with Ermey on that one. Stanley Kubrick has always been a control freak. Apparently continues to be one in the next world as he pursues his own muse, as they say in the artsy-fartsy world. Okay, that's it. We got four new arrivals. Maybe there's some I missed, but those are the ones that really stood out and that I've gotten information on from my Next World sources. I will be back next week, of course, with more up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebrities. In the intervening days, would you do me a solid and tell your friends, your neighbors, your loved ones that the report is available on iTunes. It is on the Google Play Store. You can find it on YouTube. And you can also find it on Monday afternoons at 1 o'clock if you happen to be in the Los Angeles basin on a radio station called K-Chung, AM 1630. The show itself is called Inspirato Projecto Radio. And we are proud to be part of that. Thank you so much for listening. I'm the Celebrity Medium. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast. To ask a question about your favorite deceased celebrity, call 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-369-3732.